SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. There is so much damage to be cleaned up and lives have been lost. Another round of severe weather over the weekend. It's not over yet. According to forecasters, they say that today brings a threat of severe storms from the southeast to the northeast.
At least 18 people were killed and hundreds more injured when powerful storms left a wide trail of destruction across Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. Arkansas resident Justin Hurst tells KATV his home in Marion County was destroyed.
We felt it hit the house and just felt it started sucking air up through the walls and the windows. Heard the roof go.
At a news conference carried Sunday by WFAA, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said those affected by the storm need the prayers of everyone in the state. Even in Kentucky, Governor Andy Beshear has declared a state of emergency. I'm Donna Water.
Israel has hit terror targets in Rafah. The Israeli military says a senior Hamas commander was killed in the Gaza City, which is said to be the last Hamas stronghold. Apparently, there were civilian casualties as well. Also at SRNNews.com, lest we forget, it's Memorial Day, a day to honor and remember those who paid the ultimate price for our freedom.
This dates back to the war between the states. Memorial Day was first known as Decoration Day. In memory of the 600,000 personnel that died in that particular war.
Our military affairs analyst, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, taking note of the long history, the tradition of Memorial Day. And today, Wall Street is closed for the holiday, and the Dow opens tomorrow 39,069, while the Nasdaq will resume trading at just below 17,000. This is SRN News. Sex change operations lead to suicide.
A new study published by the National Library of Medicine reveals that people who undergo surgery in an effort to live as the opposite sex are 12 times more likely than the general population to take their own life. The sweeping survey covers more than 90 million patients over 20 years. Doctors in Europe are backing away from sex change operations now, but here in the U.S., the Biden administration continues to promote them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona doctors can temporarily come to California to perform abortions for their patients under a new law signed by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. The Arizona legislature recently repealed an abortion ban, but that action likely will not go into effect until late summer or fall. Newsom has vowed to make California a sanctuary for people in other states seeking abortions. California has passed dozens of laws aimed at promoting abortion. This is SRN News. He was a songwriter for Disney, the man behind some very popular tunes of yesteryear, songs for Disney and beyond, has died.
The reason we even think of that as a word is because of Richard M. Sherman, who wrote that song with his late brother Robert for the movie Mary Poppins. Their work on that movie earned them the Best Score Oscar and Best Song for Chim Chim Cheree. They wrote that song, too, credited as the most publicly performed song ever because of Disney parks. They wrote the music for Winnie the Pooh, The Jungle Book, and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. The Sherman Brothers' pop hits include You're 16 for Ringo Starr and Tall Paul for Annette Funicello.
Correspondent Margie Zaraletta. After a parade of 22 witnesses, testimony is over at former President Trump's criminal trial in New York. Now come the closing arguments, and they are expected tomorrow. More details, SRNNews.com.